Oasis Audio presents The Five Love Languages of Children by Dr. Gary Chapman and Dr. Ross Campbell. Read for you by Chris Fabry. Introduction. Chill out. It's totally cool. Get a life. Our children at times speak a language we may not, at first, fully understand. But when it comes to our children understanding what we say, we may not fully communicate our ideas either. Of all the ways we can miscommunicate our intentions, perhaps the way that has the greatest potential for harm is to not properly communicate love to our children. Can you speak, and do you speak, your child's love language? Every child has a primary language of love, a way in which he or she understands a parent's love best. This book will show you how to recognize and speak your child's primary love language, as well as four other common love languages that can help your child know you love him or her. As we will see, your child and mine need to know they are loved to develop into responsible adults. Love is the foundation to a secure child who grows into a giving, loving adult. The Five Love Languages of Children will introduce you to all five love languages of children and help you determine the primary languages in which your child hears your love. Be careful to read all five chapters, chapters 2 through 6, that describe the love languages, as your child will benefit from all five ways of receiving love. Yes, we believe your child perceives your love best from one of the five languages, but the other four ways of showing your love also will benefit him. Besides, over time, your child's primary love language may change. For these reasons, each chapter on the love languages will begin by pointing out the importance of that specific love language for your child. Even though that chapter may not describe your child's primary love language, learn to speak that language as well. Practice all five love languages, and you can be sure your child will sense your love. Of course, identifying and speaking your child's primary love language is most important. In this book, we will emphasize the importance of love in rearing your child. The ultimate goal is to rear your child or children to become a mature adult. All aspects of a child's development require a foundation of love. For instance, a child's feelings of anger can be channeled positively when he senses a parent's love. He is more likely to consider and accept your suggestions when he perceives your love as genuine and consistent. Few parents realize that they have a responsibility to teach their children to handle anger in a mature manner. As we note in Chapter 10, training our children and teenagers to manage anger is the most difficult task of parenting. Succeeding in this task begins with love. Interestingly, parents who help their teenage children manage anger will make a loving relationship more loving and close. As a book about learning to better love your child, The Five Love Languages of Children contains suggestions throughout for good parenting. As you work on those areas that are most important, you will find that your family relationships will be stronger and also more relaxed and enjoyable. For instance, in our discussion of discipline, Chapter 8, you will learn that two key words to keep foremost in your mind are pleasant and firm. Just as love covers a multitude of sins, so being pleasant but firm will give you a resilient safety net. We will discuss how to maintain that stance of pleasant but firm in Chapter 8. The book concludes with information on an action plan that contain projects and exercises that can help you to speak each of the five love languages with your children. We believe this action plan will help you to apply the concepts of this book. And now, some personal words from each of us as you begin this language course to improve the way you speak love to your children. A word from Gary. The success of the five love languages.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?